Okay. Good evening, Rabbi Isai. We are in Chayvetz Halavavis, Shar HaBitachon, Perek Dalid. Okay. We're seeing the sheet of the Chayvetz Halavavis, that there is no such thing as gaining more than Hashem decreed for a person. He's saying this in the context of his discussion of how do you apply bitachon and ishtadlus to amassing wealth. And the Chayvetz Halavavis tells us, a chiddush, this is his position, that the Chayvetz Halavavis tells us that you never do more than the ishtadlus expectation. The ishtadlus expectation is to put in a measure of ishtadlus that can reasonably provide your needs. Don't do more than that. If you're meant to get more than that, Hashem will provide it for you either through that ishtadlus, he'll make that ishtadlus succeed, especially, or it'll come from other directions. But he's saying don't do more than that. If you're going to do more than that, it won't earn you more. It won't get you more. If you're supposed to get more, you'll get it with that same level of basic, reasonable ishtadlus. This is a chiddush of the Chayvetz Halavavis. Okay. Now, I'll note that not everybody agrees with the Chayvetz Halavavis on this. He says that there is no such thing as adding to what Hashem decreed as a result of your ishtadlus. There are some authorities who say that there is such a thing. That there's a pasuk that says, Yad Charutzim Tashir, the hand of the diligent will grow rich, which implies that there's such a thing as doing ishtadlus not just toward basic needs, but toward extra. Nevertheless, presumably everybody would agree that you're not encouraged to do that. Meaning a person shouldn't in the first place be aiming for a ishtadlus that demands more than his reasonable needs. Okay, this is we're seeing this in concept now, and these things on a Ge'ala Maisa, they have to be approached on an individual basis. But this is the sheet of the Chayvetz Halavavis. Now he adds another interesting point in this respect. There are cases where Hashem provides many people's sustenance al yedei ish echad mehem, through one person. Meaning, again, the Chayvetz Halavavis is addressing the subject of having more than you need. And therefore, he's talking about, let's say, well, we'll see examples of this, but I'll use the example, before we see the examples that he gives, of a person, a wealthy person who's the owner of a big company, and he has many people in his employ. We've touched on this idea earlier. The Chayvetz Halavavis says he has to have the right perspective. He is not to understand necessarily that, okay, he's wealthy because he's wealthy, but rather Hashem chose him as the conduit for 50 people to get their sustenance. Hashem chose him as their conduit. And therefore, he's passing them their sustenance through this person. Meaning, don't think that this money all belongs to me. And I control the sustenance of my 50 employees. No, Hashem is saying, it was my decision that these 50 employees should get their sustenance through you. And therefore, I gave you all the money that's coming to them. And I put you in position to open a company that employs 50 people. But it's really their money. You are simply being asked to pass it to them. And Hashem sets it up this way. Hashem sets it up this way many times in order to test this conduit. Are you going to operate properly in this reality of you being put in charge, so to speak, of the parnasa of these 50 people, of you being entrusted with the parnasa, more than that, you being entrusted with the money of these 50 people and being charged with the job of passing it on to them through the company that you maintain. Okay. The Yasim Eszemin Asiboisa Chazokais Shibisibois Anisoim Vasosolai. This, when one person has other people depending on him, is one of the strongest tests in this area. It can be a big pitfall. Kamelech Shumatu Vcheloi Vavodov. So he gives the example of a king who provides for his army, his servants, Vechen Asoim Vroya Melech Vasganim. Also, other high officials, ministers, etc., asher svivoseim kitois me'avdeim v'shamashem ufkideim, who may all have a whole office of underlings, of employees, of servants, stewards, v'nashim ukroivim, and these people also carry responsibility for their wives, for their family. And so here this person is put in a position where he has many people depending on him. So when he is trying to earn parnasa, he has to shoot for more. He can't just think about his own sustenance because, again, he has many people who are depending on him. So let's say you have, this can take, let's put this into more practical terms. You have the head of a large family. The head of a large family cannot suffice with setting up a ishtadlis that'll provide him personally with parnasa because he has others that he's responsible for. He, perforce, he has to set up, he has to engage in ishtadlis that provides for 10 people. He has to provide for his whole family. He has to earn money that'll be enough for his whole family. Or the head of a company, the owner of a large company. This person, in doing business, he has to be operating on a much larger scale than his own personal needs because he has to support a whole company with all of its employees. That's what he has to maintain. He has to keep business going on this level. So he has to be shooting a lot higher than just his own personal sustenance. So the Chavis HaVavis says, once your Hishtadlis encompasses other people, once your earning, once your money encompasses other people, there are a few unique elements of Bitachon that apply. And he says, here also, there are a number of potential pitfalls that a person can fall into in this situation. What are they? So, he says, first of all, that the fool will run into three pitfalls. He'll make three mistakes in this area. Echad mehem bekavtzoy hamamay. One is that since this person is under pressure to produce on a high level, to get a lot of money, he may be tempted to cheat. He may be tempted, since he has to aim for a higher goal, he may be tempted to go about making that money in non-kosher ways. Okay. Now, this is a shame because, again, Hashem decided how much he's going to get for these purposes. Had he gone about it in kosher ways, he would have achieved what he needed, meaning like this. You have this person knows that he needs to be bringing in a lot, netting a lot of money this month. He doesn't see how he could do that in kosher means. And therefore, he decides he's going to engage in some non-kosher efforts to make that money. So, and he makes it. He makes that money. So what happens now? The Chayav Sofer is saying it's a shame because you're not going to gain anything more through your non-kosher efforts. If you got the money that you needed as a result of your non-kosher efforts, it simply means that you are a pathetic carbon of your own mistakes. Why? Because if you made this money, that means that had you stuck to kosher efforts, you would have made the same amount. In your panic, in your pressure, you decided to make non-kosher efforts, and therefore, the money that Hashem decreed for you anyways came about through those efforts. They could have come about through kosher efforts. Meaning, again, whatever the case is, your efforts would bring you the money that Hashem decreed. Had you stuck to kosher efforts, you would have gotten that same amount through those kosher efforts. Now, because you engaged in non-kosher efforts, you got them in the non-kosher way. Isn't that a shame? He says, had you just stuck to the kosher efforts, you would have reached your goal. In a way that would not have harmed you spiritually, in a way that wouldn't have brought you down, you would have gotten the same thing. And you would not have lost out on anything that Hashem had actually declared for you. So that's mistake number one. The mistake of engaging in non-kosher means because of the pressure to earn a lot, realize that either the non-kosher means will fail you, because if you're not meant to get it, you're not going to get it either through the non-kosher means. Or if you do make it through the non-kosher means and you say, you see, it did work. Say, no, it's a shame, because had you not engaged in those, other kosher aspects of your business would have been done a lot better and you would have made that same money. In other words, Hashem said, you're going to earn $20,000 this week. You're going to earn $20,000 this week. You wanted to cover yourself, and therefore you earned $10,000 in a non-kosher way. And it worked, because your regular business only brought in $10,000. Hashem says, loser. Had you not done that, your other business would have done much better. You would have made the $20,000 there. So that's mistake number one. The temptation to engage in non-kosher efforts in order to guarantee, so to speak, that you'll reach a certain sum. What's mistake number two? Vasheni. Mistake number two is, Ki choshev shekol ma shehigia elav min hamon uteref mezoneh. This is a completely separate point, a separate potential mistake that a person who is responsible for others can make. He thinks that all the money that he's making is his, and he giving it out to others is in his jurisdiction. Meaning, I'm giving away of mine to these others. Let's say we're talking about a person who's supporting a family. Okay? He's supporting his family. Really, this money is mine. And had I not had a family, perhaps I would have a better lifestyle. Really, this money is mine. But I'm giving of my money to my family. So he says that's also a mistake. He says, you have to realize that the money that you're making actually has three categories to it. Meaning, it's coming from three different places spiritually. There are coming from different earmarked funds. What is that? What do we mean? One is your basic sustenance. That's one level of the money you're earning. That's something that Hashem determined. What we mean is what you need for your own basic living, personally, setting aside right now your family, your dependents, your employees, etc. This is what's provided on the most basic level. This is what we'll call, so to speak, the most guaranteed aspect of Parnassah. Meaning, a person has a number of accounts with Hashem. The most basic account that Hashem sees to first is the person's own personal needs. That's number one. Hasheni, the second account that you have with Hashem is Teref Mizoyin Zulasai, the parnasa that he gives you for the purpose of others. Me'isha ubanim va'avanim u'mishasim va'adayim alehim, which includes dependents of all different natures, from the most intimate circle, your wife, your children, to servants, workers, etc. This is already a separate account that Hashem provides you, and this is a different fund. And here, it may not be as simple to earn for them. This is not as guaranteed. Hashem will not as quickly provide you with this fund than with the first fund. Okay, we're mid-sentence here, but we'll stop here. We'll continue Bli Neder tomorrow. Good night, Rabbi Yisai.